News. Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 28, Mbombela 26, and Polokwane a high of 27 degrees.
The traffic lights are out in Bryanston on Ballyclare Drive, at Coleraine Drive, as well as Main Road and Robin Road, and it's causing quite big delays.
In your sport, the Cape Peninsula University of Technology to bestow an honorary doctorate on Banyana head coach Desiree Ellis, and Jurgen Klopp's big send-off after 9 years at Liverpool looks to be fading.
The National Council of Provinces Select Committee on Education has voted to adopt changes made to the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, known as the Bella Bill. The changes give the school governing body powers to determine the language policy of a school, a discretion which was held by the head of department before. However, Parliament's legal adviser, Mpumelelo Ngema, said yesterday that the final power still lies with the provincial head of department.
It must be clear that in both these provisions, Chairperson, the final authority is still expressed as a power that's conferred on the HOD.
To the east of Tshwane, where teams are still working to restore electricity supply to areas left powerless since the explosion and the fire at the Mooikloof substation, now more than 7 days ago. Tshwane said by last night more than 95% of electricity was restored. Meanwhile, residents who get their power from the Vaalpatrand substation are also powerless today, while planned maintenance is underway.
The said maintenance work is scheduled until 4 p.m. In the interest of safety, power supply will be shut down during this period.
City of Tshwane spokesperson Ndela Mashego says areas to be affected include Bronberg, Linwood Park, Fairy Glen, Olympus and Tiger Valley. South African troops currently deployed in other countries will stay there for longer. President Cyril Ramaphosa has informed Parliament that he approved the extension of the employment of the Defence Force in the Democratic Republic of Congo and in Mozambique. The presidency says in a statement the deployment of the 1,495 soldiers has been extended until the 31st of December this year. It will cost a further more than 980,000 rand. COSATU has welcomed the agreement reached between the post office and unions to temporarily suspend retrenchments. The business rescue practitioners launched an urgent application for assistance from the Unemployment Insurance Fund Temporary Employment Relief Scheme. COSATU's Matthew Parks says it is fundamental that governments at all levels use the post office and the post bank as their postal and banking service provider to inject invaluable liquidity, which will ensure the viability of jobs.
Much remains to be done to ensure that SAPO is placed firmly on the path to recovery. This must include the appointment of competent and visionary management.
In international news, Ukraine has stopped issuing new passports abroad to some military-aged men, according to legislation published yesterday. Men affected by the measure will not be able to receive passports from foreign diplomatic missions of Ukraine. This forms part of new measures aimed at forcing those men who are overseas to return home and help with the shortage of manpower in the country's army. Ukraine has been fighting Russia since February 2022. And in Italy, tourist hotspot Venice will from today start charging day visitors to enter the city. Visitors who can't sleep over will have to pay the equivalent of about 110 rand a day to get into the historic city. Those who do sleep over will also have to pay an additional tax. Venice is one of the world's top tourist destinations with 3.2 million visitors who slept over in 2022. Venice itself has just 50,000 residents and the city says it's buckling under the pressure from tourists. I'm Gerda de Suzan en jou hoofnuus. Die parlement stem vir wysigings in die omstrede Bella-wetgewing.
So gister het iemand die sieke saan gevat, want daai sieke saan daar sal weer een wees en sy het vir haarself 50,000 rand gewen komplimente van Outsurance.
Are you blowing your paycheck on car insurance every month? Monica, 39 from Three Rivers, pays just 1,515 rand a month for a 2018 BMW 320i.
None of the insurance companies has come near to the price I'm paying. I am happy at Outsurance. I'm going nowhere.
SMS out to 30689 now for a quick quote.